And I'll, if you just let me finish, and I'll give him a little break before you start speaking.
Okay.
And so he can wipe me out if he needs to. And I do want to tell you up front, at some point when you think it's appropriate, you can describe what your object is.
Okay.
Whether it's, if you're talking about methodology or why you did the research or whatever it may be. And I may prompt you a little bit, and if you want to ignore the prompt, you can just take it and run with whatever the question is. So we'll talk about who you are, where you're from, title of your research, who you worked with, the faculty member, methodology, what your findings or your data tell you, application that you guys may have talked about. I read some about it in here. And maybe plans after graduation, that sort of thing. So you just start off telling who you are and where you're from.
Okay. My name is Eva Archer. I'm a junior. I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So I didn't go far from home to go to university.
Do that again a little bit slower.
Okay.
A little bit of pause. I'm Eva Archer, and I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm Eva Archer. I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I'm a junior majoring in chemistry.
Perfect. You got the major part in there. What's the title of your research, and who did you work with from the faculty?
The title of my project is The Structure of the RNA Genome of the Satellite Tobacco Mosaic Virus. I'm working with Dr. Kevin Weeks in the chemistry department.
Now, you may want to think about describing the object here or later on anyway. Tell us about the methodology, and then you can talk about findings and applications after that, but the methodology.
Okay. I primarily use a technology called SHAPE, which is developed by the Weeks Laboratory, where we look at the reactivity of the RNA. So RNA is a single-stranded molecule, so it's similar to DNA, but the structure of it is a lot more complicated because you don't know exactly where it's going to the bases are going to pair and form helices. So we take the molecule and we bind a reagent to it and then do a primer extension to figure out where it's paired and where it's unpaired, and then run that data through a folding algorithm, a computer program, to attain a secondary structure. So see where there are bound regions and unbound regions. And the overall goal of the project is to determine how that RNA structure fits into the viral capsid. And so the object I brought with me is an isocahedron, which is a shape that has 20 sides and 30 edges. It looks kind of like a soccer ball. And it's the shape of my virus that I'm working on, satellite tobacco mosaic virus. So the entire RNA genome fits inside the virus, and part of the project is to figure out how exactly you get this long molecule packed into this small space.
So tell us again about the part about the object and what it represents.
Mm-hmm. So this object is called an isocahedron. It's a solid that has 20 faces and 30 sides, and there's a class of viruses called isocahedral viruses. One of the smaller ones, satellite tobacco mosaic virus, other things like dengue virus, polio, are all similar, much a little larger and more complicated. And so the satellite tobacco mosaic virus is a good model for these other viruses. So the shape of the virus is one of the big problems with these viruses, is trying to figure out how exactly all the parts fit together, how you have all the genetic information encoded into this really small shape. And part of where that fits in with the structure of the RNA is that the paired regions of the RNA line up with the edges of this shape. And so when you create a structure for the RNA, you have to make sure that it has all the right areas so that it can fit into this virus properly. And so we've tried to make sure that when we're developing our structure that it fits with that requirement.
Okay. I'm going to give Dan a break here. So the part you said, I think you said you used the word problem is, mm-hmm. and then you went on with the second half of the script. Can you say that, do that one more time? Okay.
I think so. So one of the problems or the questions is that you have long strand of RNA, and it folds and it makes these paired regions called helices. And each of those paired regions most of them have to match up with one of the edges of this shape. And so when we developed when we got the information for our structure, we had to make sure that the structure we had matched up with the other information that's known about this virus, so that we have to find these regions that match up along the edges, because that we think is involved with how the virus goes from just being the outside part and the inner part into a complete functioning piece.
Okay. I think that the layperson out there will understand the use of the term. You may have used it in antiviral therapies. So is this, is that sort of a, can you describe that as a, is it a broad application, or how does that, how would you describe it to somebody like me?
Yes. Who with RNA and with a lot of biological molecules, the structure of them determines their function. So if you can figure out essentially how the RNA that it looks inside the virus, you can actually figure out parts of it, how it works. So maybe there's one region of it that you figure out is responsible for its replication. But in order to be able to maybe interfere with that in an antiviral therapy, you have to know how it looks, what the three-dimensional shape of it is, in order to maybe design a molecule that can interfere in that space. And so the technology that the lab is working with is trying to figure out, given what we call a primary sequence of RNA, A, U, G, G, C, how that looks in two and three-dimensional space, because that in turn can help you figure out what kind of antiviral therapy to use.
So what inspired you to do this?
I was interested in getting involved in undergraduate research at UNC, because I've heard from people that it, really enriches your experience, aside from just learning in a chemistry class how things work, actually going into a lab where it's kind of on the cutting edge and getting a chance to do some of the things that you're learning about. And so I contacted Dr. Weeks, and he said that, he'd be interested in having me work and that I would get the chance to work on my own project. And so it's been really exciting because this technology that we use to determine the structures is relatively new. So I've got to, get into do something that not a lot of other people know how to do or are learning about. And then the structure of this virus was actually unknown. The RNA structure was unknown before I started working on it. So I'm getting a chance to work on a project that really is contributing to the general knowledge base. And so that's been very exciting.
I think that should be plenty there. You got anything you want to go over?
Can you give me that again, what you that whole thing you
yes,
just
sir.
Said? But when you started it, you said, I was.
Okay.
If you could just start with, I was.
Okay.
And that way.
I remember exactly what I said.
Yeah. I mean, it was really good. You had to say exactly what you said.
Okay.
But just leave out the I was, because, it'll sound better.
Okay.
If you just start with, I was inspired by,
okay.
Whatever.
I became interested in undergraduate research after taking some chemistry courses and talking to other chemistry majors who had said that being involved in undergraduate research had really enriched their experience by taking the material that they had learned in class and applying it to real-world settings and getting to work on cutting-edge projects.
And you talked about, you went to Dr.
Weeks. Yeah.
Dr. Weeks.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to continue with that.
Yes, please.
I approached Dr. Weeks, who's in the chemistry department, and asked if I could work in his lab. And he said that, yes, he'd be interested in having me work with him. And he assigned,
Don't worry about it. We got plenty of room on this car.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's hard to do.
Yeah, to think about it. Let's see.
You approached Dr. Weeks?
Yeah. I approached Dr. Weeks and asked if I could work in his lab doing undergraduate research, and he said yes. He helped me determine a project. He's getting all cut off my words. I approached Dr. Weeks and asked if I could work in his research lab. He's had undergraduates work there before, and I was trained actually by another undergraduate. He assigned me on my own project, which is,
What do you want to name it?
Okay. Just how I got involved in research. Yeah.
And you went from Dr. Weeks to getting he helped you determine a project, and then you, I remember you mentioning that that was the word strand, never been
really the structure
identified before, or whatever word was you used for. And that's helpful.
It is. I approached Dr. Weeks and asked if I could work in his research lab. We started working on the satellite tobacco mosaic virus project. And it's an interesting project because he has exclusively undergraduates working on it. There are other graduate students in the department who have helped train me, help assist me. I can go to them when I have questions, but it really is a project that's owned by undergraduates. So I'm primarily the one working on this right now. And the structure of the virus was not really known until then. So we actually are doing original research. If we publish a structure, it will be the version that we did. We're not replicating someone else's experiments. And so that's been really valuable to get the chance to do my own primary research.
Perfect.
Were you in Raleigh yesterday?
I was.
So she just finished testifying in front of the legislators yesterday.
Mine couldn't even come by. I think they were in budget meetings all day. So
so you guys were in a room somewhere and they were supposed to come by?
Yeah, so we were set up in two of the courtyards. And so there, I guess, there are all kinds of meetings going on. So a lot of them got to come by. But my two actually were from, I think they're both Democrats from the areas. So they were in budget meetings all day long. But I got to talk to their staff, which was good. Well, hopefully they're not having a 17.5% budget cut. So I wanted them out there fighting for the university, not looking at my poster.
Can you use that part?
But
okay, we're done. Okay, I think. And so you've got my email. Just